All right. Y'all ready for a word today? Okay. I was really hoping that this wasn't another ADD sermon, but it is. I'm going to be all over the place. Y'all just bear with me, okay? I mean, we got some stuff from Paul. Amen. We got some stuff from John. Amen. We got some stuff in the Old Testament. We're talking about David. So we're going to be all over the place today. But how many of y'all's lives are just in one place? Nope. Your life all over the place, so you ought to be able to follow this morning. Amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. Well, every time I get in this pulpit, this old knee starts to feel a little better. Carrie, they tried to hurt me the other night at the Preachers versus Deacons basketball game. I'm going to put it out there. I dropped 19 on them in the first half, and they wasn't having it. They started leaning on me. Second half, I messed my knee up. Y'all pray for me. Romans 8 and 37, when you find it, say amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, it says, "Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Turn over to 1 John 4:4. 1 John, it's almost at the end of your Bible, right before Revelations. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Say, "Pastor, you sure are all over the place, and I told you that was going to happen before we even started." Amen. If you would, bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for your people on this day. Lord God, we ask that you would be with us in this hour. Father God, I pray that as I stand before your people, Father God, that you would empty me of self and fill me with the divine Holy Spirit, Lord, that delivers the word on today. Father God, we pray that the word will fall on fertile ground. Lord God, we pray that this word will be beneficial in our lives. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just lead us and guide us in all that we do and endeavor in life. Father God, we pray that you would be with us all day long. Lord God, I ask you to forgive me for my sins, those that I committed that I knew of, and Father God, those that I knew not. Father God, you are the potter and I am the clay. Mend me, mold me, and shape me to what you want me to be for this hour. Father God, if I'm here for self, Lord, destroy me right now. Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity to present a word to your people, Father God, that is a right now word, that is a needed word, Father God, in these last and evil days. We thank you for each and every individual that is here. Lord, we pray that you would just be with them, lead them and guide them in all their ways. Father God, I thank you again for this opportunity to stand before your people. It's in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. I really want to hang out here in Romans 8 and 37 just for one quick second. "Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." My brothers and sisters, I want you to know, amen, that word, "we are more," when it says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, amen, we are winners, amen. You and I are winners, amen. And we, you and I have to walk, amen, in that fashion, that we are more than conquerors. We are more than winners. Do y'all realize what Paul is saying when he shared those words with us in the book of Romans? He said, "Nay, in all things, we are more." In all things, the child of God is more than a conqueror. Johnny, you're more than a winner. Amen. You're more than an NBA championship. Amen. You're more, amen, than a Super Bowl ring. Amen. You're more than a state ring if you're from Roxton and you got one last year. Amen. You're more than that. You're more than that. You're more than winning at Choctaw Casino, than hitting it big. You're more than winning that dice game. I hope we're not doing all that, but you know, I just want, we're more than winners. Amen. We're more than winners in life. And I want to share this word with you on today. Amen. The topic that I've choose, amen, to speak from, amen, in regards to what God has given me today is you don't know who you're messing with. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you don't know who you're messing with. Amen. And you need to put this public service announcement out to the devil. You don't know who you're messing with. Woo, this is good stuff, boy. I'm already excited. Amen. You don't know who you are messing with because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I want you to know the one that loved us is none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who hung, bled, and died for our sins. Amen. Amen. He defeated sickness. Amen. He defeated everything on this side of the earth that you and I deal with. He defeated gossiping, lying. He defeated Facebook. Some of us can't get over the fact that somebody put us on blast on Facebook, but I'm here to tell you this morning that we're more than conquerors even over that. Amen. We're conquerors over Twitter. We're conquerors over the fact that we have broken homes. We're conquerors. We're winners. Satan, you don't know who you're messing with. I really want to serve a public service announcement to Satan this morning because the Bible says that he come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, he ain't trying to kill you. He ain't trying to destroy you. He ain't trying to kill you by taking your life. He wants to take your witness. I tell you that all the time. Amen. He wants you to think things about children of God so that you don't participate in church anymore. Amen. He wants you to get mad at choir members. Amen. So you don't sing in the choir anymore. He wants you to get upset at the usher so you don't even want to come to church anymore. He wants you to be upset with the deacon staff. But we're more than conquerors, my brothers and sisters. We're winners over this. We are winners over any situation or circumstance that comes in our life. Has anybody in this church ever overcome anything? Some of y'all, when you get up and testify, you say, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. You know why? Because you're a winner. You know, it's sad, my brothers and sisters, that we have this book, we have this Bible that teaches us and shows us, amen, how victorious we are as a people. But a lot of times when you come into church on Sunday morning, this is the most depressing place in the world to be. Everybody's down. Everybody's broke. Everybody's begging. Who wants to come to church when everybody here is defeated? I'm so fat. I need some new clothes. Pantyhose. Well, y'all didn't wear them no more. Never mind. It's Orange Chapel. I ain't even. Child support check didn't come. You are more than conquerors. Amen. They going to pick up my. They not going to. If you. They gonna pick up my car. They just pick up people's car for nothing. We are more than conquerors through him. Amen. Through Christ. It's time for us to stop coming in here sick and mad and depressed and upset. Y'all, that's a trick of the enemy. He don't want any of y'all to walk out of here with your head up when we leave here. Amen. You don't know who you messing with, sickness. By his stripes, I'm healed. You better go on somewhere with that. Hey, man, I might be limping, but I'm still walking. Matter of fact, walking with a limp kind of cool. Ain't nobody got time for that. We are more than conquerors, my brothers and sisters. Just because you and your husband or wife got into an argument this morning, it ain't over. It's just an argument. Get over it. Amen. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Don't take it back home. Kids don't want to hear y'all fussing. You're more than conquerors. You don't know who you're messing with, Satan. I'm a child of the King. Some of y'all come up in here on Sunday morning rolling your eyes at folks and not speaking to folks. You know you're messing with a blessing. You know you're messing with, you rolling your eyes at God. You better speak to me. You don't know who you're messing with. You may miss out on your blessing rolling your eyes at me. Not speaking to me. Going to the one to sit on the other side of the church. We all in this boat together. Amen. Y'all know Noah's Ark. It was some monkeys, some rats, some snakes, some dogs. Church the same way. But life was on the boat. Life is in the church this morning. Church, y'all better come on with me. Y'all better ride this thing on out. You don't know who you're messing with. Messing with Tony. That boy's hands are anointed for worship. You messing with God's man when you mess with. You don't know who you're messing with when you mess with these deacons. Put your mouth on Brother Ray and Brother Steve and Brother Darrell. You don't know who you're messing with. Woo! Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. We saw that little song that they started singing a while ago. When Tony started playing, when Adrian started hitting them drums real loud, see, that woke everybody up. But the words of that song, amen, it says, gain the world. You can gain the world, but give me Jesus. You can gain the whole world, but just give me Jesus, because Jesus takes care of everything. That's why I'm a winner. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I remember young David. I told y'all that I was all over the place. And you know, when you're a preacher, some of those little old sermons, sometimes you don't want to preach. You know, you don't want to talk about Jonah, because that's everybody knows that. And you don't want to talk about David and Goliath, because everybody knows that. So you want to come up with some creative stuff, amen, you know, to knock people's socks off. But I got to talk about David and Goliath. See, young David, my brothers and sisters, we are more than conquerors. See, David knew that he was a winner even before he got to the battlefield. He didn't even know he was going to get in the fight, but he was a winner already. He had swag on his way there. And then the Bible says that young David woke up early in the morning. Some of y'all sleeping too much. You better get up early in the morning. Amen. If you want to do work for the Lord. His daddy said, look here, boy, I need you to go down and take your brother's little sack lunch. They're down on the battlefield. I need you to take a little something down there to him. And, you know, check on them and make sure they're all right. Now we know that David was a young boy that tended to his father's sheep, right? See, what I like about David is David followed, amen, his father's instruction. Amen. And David was trustworthy, because the Bible says as he had his sheep, when he entered into the battlefield, he left the sheep, amen, with the caretakers. He left the sheep with people who watched over sheep. He just didn't leave them scattered. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me? This young warrior, David, you don't know who you messing with. You don't know who you messing with when you messing with David. He goes down to the battlefield, and the Bible says that Goliath, this giant, will come out every morning. What's up, Israel? Who wants some of this? Want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. Y'all remember at the bus stop, you used to draw that line. Step across this line. Every morning. This is what Goliath would do. Run his mouth. The first thing that they would wake up to was Goliath running his mouth. But Israel scared. Man, look at that giant. About man. Then guess what? Bedtime. Right before they go to sleep. Guess what? Here comes Goliath. What's up, Israel? Y'all want some of this? Step across this line. Want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. Right before they lay down. Y'all know that's how Satan works. He want to be the first thing. The devil ever jump on you early in the morning? Soon as you get up, you think you're going to have a good day? And then that drama jump on you first thing in the morning? And then you get ready to lay down at night and you want some peace so you can sleep? And then here he comes again running his mouth? See how he works? But Satan, you don't know who you're messing with. Bible says that Goliath was running his mouth, and young David heard him, and you know, even his David's brothers was like, boy, you need to go home. Because David spoke up and said, wait a minute, y'all gonna let this uncircumcised Philistine run his mouth like that, talk about the army of God? We are God's people, and you're going to let this dude Sister Roberta, you caught that, didn't you? You gonna let it? Y'all gonna let him do that, man? What? Somebody need, man. Look, we need to do something. What's up? Who? Come on, man. You come on, man. Come help me. No, look at he shook his. King, come on, King. King, no. Saul was even scared. The leader. But we know that a chapter before, Saul done lost all his power. Saul lost his anointing. Saul had some bad stuff on him. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And when your leader is scared, as goes the head, goes the tail. See, I ain't scared of Satan and none of his demons and none of them. So guess what? Y'all don't need to be scared. Folks tell my boy, he'll put something on you. So what? I ain't scared. Y'all can bring me a pie, bring me some chitlins, some greens, whatever you bring, I'm going to eat it. I know preachers. Hey, preacher, you better be careful eating that stuff they bringing up there to you, boy. Don't they put something on? Put something on who? Oh, they going to put a root on? No, man, y'all better go on with that. My God is bigger than a root. My God is bigger than some witchcraft, some voodoo. Ooh, I done got off on some crazy stuff. I knew it was going to happen. Let me get back to the script. Okay. You know what's crazy about this? Saul, y'all know Saul sent David out there. Now, did Saul really think that David was going to defeat Goliath? I really don't think so. I think Saul was like, you know what, David? If you want to, go ahead. But when greater is he that is within me than is in the world, see, you can do things that people don't think you can do. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. Goliath didn't know who he was messing with. And I'm almost done with this thing. Woo. I'm going to give y'all a condensed version. Basically what happens is, and we all know the story, what's real interesting to me is Saul gives David his armor. Did y'all see that? But it was too big for him. Now, who would have thought out of all of these grown men, out of all of these warriors, that this little sheep herder, this little shepherd boy would come and be the one, amen, that would stand up to Goliath? But when you reach down inside of you, And you pull out that thing which is what our true substance is, my brothers and sisters, there's no limit to what you can do. Amen? Some of us live these lives that have limits because we don't trust the one that has no limits with our business. Amen? There's no limit to what God can do. Amen. There's no limit to what his blessings. The Bible says that he will open up the windows of heaven and he'll pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. How many of us truly believe that? Amen. I believe that. Because if the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. Amen. But you know what? Sometimes the world wants to give you, amen, wants you to fight with their tactics. Amen? See, the world believes in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. Amen? That's how the world operates. But that's not how we operate. Amen? The Bible says that he will fight our battles. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I dare you to let God start fighting your battles. I dare you to quit beefing with people on Facebook and allow God to do. I dare you to pray for your enemies instead of putting them on blast and watch what God will do. Quit talking bad about your baby daddy and pray for him. Quit choking your baby's mama and start praying for her. Y'all just want to go by and put in a 30-second choke hold. That ain't going to help nothing. Long enough for it not to call the police. That kind of mess goes on. So I said, not at my house. All righty then. Amen. So you are covered by the blood. Amen.
But David hears this challenge, and this is what David said in chapter, and this is in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He says, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Did you see that? He didn't say, he's disrespecting my family. See, some of y'all are more concerned with, he talking about a McGuire. You don't talk about no McGuire like that. But he said, he's dogging out the family of the army of the living God. Amen. We should be concerned about what people are saying about a child of God, not about that person's family. Amen. So what I'm saying is, when somebody says something bad about somebody in here, it should affect all of us. Amen. Somebody, you know, up here, Brother Ray, what you want to do, Brother Ray? You don't want nothing. I couldn't do that when I was a kid. I'm grown. I can do it now. I'm the pastor, so get away with one. Boy, if we had done that when we was kids, we couldn't even pretend like we was going to do nothing. Boy, you better not even play like you going to hit me. That's kind of daddy I had. Amen. Probably still got. I may be in trouble now. Let me move on so I can finish. So, David, look at chapter 17 and verse 40 of 1 Samuel. Chapter 17 and verse 40. I want to point something out for you guys. Because we see later on in the life of David that David is always fighting and attacking the Philistines. Amen? Just give you a little something. I did a little study on David. Verse 40 of chapter 17 says, "And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." Did y'all see that? He took how many stones? He took 5 smooth stones. But when you read on, when he slew Goliath, the Bible says that he only slung one. Hit him in the forehead. Goliath falls down, chops his head off. That's his trophy. He got 5 smooth stones. Now he's got 4 left. Goliath, when you study this, Goliath has 4 brothers. Goliath had 4 brothers. And in the prelim, he's preparing for later on. You don't know who you're messing with, devil. Because when I prepared for one, I picked up 4 others. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? See, you got to be prepared, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you got to be prepared and ready for him. David knew that these brothers were going to try to get him. But David said, you know what? I'm coming to get y'all. And he went and killed all 4. Because he prepared. You don't know who you're messing with. Because I'm prepared. Come on, Tony. Close this thing out. Y'all ready to go to the house? "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." See, when David began, amen, his assault on Goliath, he didn't do it in his own name. But he did it in the name of God. The problem with most of us, my brothers and sisters, is that when we fight on our own power. But I dare you to do what you do in the name of God. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And the one who loved us hung, bled, and died for us. Amen. And when he rose again, he had all power in his hands. So if everything that I do through him, that means I have all power in my hands. Are y'all going to pray with me? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? My brothers and sisters, I begin to think about how, amen, powerful God is. Amen. And I begin to think back when I was a young boy and all the things that we used to watch on TV and all the superheroes and all the cartoons that we liked. Amen. Some of y'all remember Minnie Mouse. Amen. They had Minnie Mouse and they had Hercules and all of these great heroes that we grew up watching. They had Brown Hornet. Amen. They had all of these heroes that we were used to watching and we really, amen, got excited about when they came on TV. But I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that you have, amen, something inside of you, amen, that will fight every battle for you. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, the thing that gives us power, my brothers and sisters, when Jesus died on that cross and he rose again with all power in his hands, amen, and he hung around for a few days and he consulted and he talked with those disciples, my brothers and sisters, he ascended into heaven. And around Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that was after Jesus Christ had gone back to heaven, but then he sent us a comforter. Are y'all going to pray with me? And it says they were all on one accord in that place. Amen. And the Holy Spirit began to touch them one by one. Amen. And then they began to get excited about who God was. Are y'all going to pray with me? Somebody saw them getting excited and some of them saw them getting, amen, starting to shout and begin to speak in tongues, my brothers and sisters. And somebody said they act like they drunk. But I'm here to tell you that they wasn't drunk. Amen. They were just full of power. Amen. Jesus told them before he left, he said, listen, John baptized with the water. Amen. But now you're going to be baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all going to pray with me? So I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you don't know who you're messing with. Ain't God all right when you're messing with a child of God? Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm here to tell you this morning that every now and then, the world is going to try you. Are y'all going to pray with me? Is there anybody here this morning that has been tried by the devil, that has been tried by the enemy, that's been tried by a hater? Are y'all going to pray with me? Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. I'm reminded, hallelujah, when me and my brother were little boys. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? We had a favorite show that came on TV, and it was called The Super Friends. How many of y'all remember The Super Friends? Are y'all going to pray with me? How many of y'all remember that they had Batman? But see, I didn't really like Batman, because to me, Batman was just a dude with a whole bunch of stuff. Are y'all going to pray with me? How many of y'all remember Spider-Man? Well, see, I didn't really like Spider-Man, because Spider-Man was just a dude that threw his web around, and I didn't believe a man could swing on a web. Are y'all going to pray with me? Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here, hallelujah, that knows that we have a superhero within each and every one of us? Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Ain't he all right? I remember there was another guy on the Super Friends, and his name was Aquaman. Are y'all going to pray with me? Well, you see, Aquaman didn't do a whole lot for me because I couldn't swim very good. Are y'all going to pray with me? Ain't God all right? I couldn't swim good, but I knew a white boy up the street that could swim just as good as Aquaman could.
Are y'all gonna pray with me? Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Ain't God all right? It's getting hot in here, y'all. I hope y'all don't mind taking my jacket off. I remember watching the Super Friends, and there was one that caught my attention. And his name was Superman. Are y'all gonna pray with me? They called him Superman. Do y'all remember? They said it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Ain't God all right? You don't know who you're messing with when you're messing with a child of God. Because through Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, you and I are Superman. Ain't God all right? Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Is there anybody here full of the Holy Ghost? Ain't God all right this morning? I'm Superman. I'm Superman in Jesus Christ. You can't stop me. You can't block me. You can't turn me around. Somebody say, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Ain't God all right? He died on that cross for your sins and mine. I'm connected. I'm connected. Ain't God all right? You better speak to me. Hallelujah. You don't know who you're messing with. Hallelujah. Y'all want to try something for me one time? See, when Satan jumps up in your business, when Satan jumps up in your family, you got to remind him of who you are. See, every time he jump up in my family, I got to remind him of who I am. Satan, you better get back. I'm Superman. Come on, y'all going to help me out. It's like, y'all practice with me just like this. Ain't God all right? Or y'all going to pray with me? I'm Superman. Tell your neighbor, I'm Superman. Ain't he all right? I know he's all right. You don't know who you're messing with. I'm the man of steel. Woo! Yeah! Hallelujah. Thank God. You don't know who you're messing with. Y'all remember Superman? During the day, he was Clark Kent. Walked around with them nerdy glasses on. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Woo! Then he had a little woman, Lois Lane. And if you mess with Lois Lane, he would go in the phone booth. We don't have those anymore. And he'd come out Superman. Don't mess with a child of God. Because they'll come out Superman on you. Y'all tell you, don't know who you're messing with. I'm a nerd by day. But I'm Superman by night. I'm praying for you. I'm fasting for you. I'm interceding for you. Hallelujah. Superman. Woo! All this good stuff. I'm going to leave it alone. Everybody in here, you got an S on your chest. Super, you super. Tell your neighbor, you super. Because when he left, he sent us a comforter. He sent us all the help we needed in the Holy Spirit. But you got to learn to fight with it. You got to learn how to use it. Amen? And every once in a while, when Satan jumps on your track,
Want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. Hallelujah. And then, you know what, after David defeated Goliath, you know, he inherited the whole army. Once they saw that the leader went out, he inherited the whole army. Before long, every last one of those soldiers were following David. They weren't following Saul. When you just step out on faith, and that's what David did. He stepped out on faith because he knew who he served. And because I know who I serve, I can call myself Superman. Because greater is he that is within me than anything that's in this world. You better start believing it, church. And you better start walking in it. You better start testifying to it. You better start, amen. You just better start walking in this. Guys, we are awesome. You are awesome. Believe it. Receive it in your heart. Is anyone here today that's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? We ask that you will come. Give your life to him. Amen. Because guess what? You can't wear the ass of your chest. You can't be super without Christ. It just don't work. Give your life to him today. He hung, bled, and died for our sins. And he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Give your life to him today. Ask your neighbor, are you saved? Tell him to answer me. Amen. 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 We bid you to come. Amen. Give your life to him today.